Thank you, Mr. Rob. I think you oversold me, so please don't be disappointed with Rob's description of what we're going to do here. But I thank you guys for having me tonight and having my family. I have my wife, Haley, and my three kids, Dallas and Bo and Chloe, with me. So thank you guys for having us. We feel at home here. We know several of you guys and are grateful to be here. And I want to say this, it is a great blessing to be in God's house. It's always wonderful to be in God's house. And so what a great feeling. And we feel peace and we feel welcome here. So thank you for allowing us to be here and to share with you tonight. I want to start by thanking you guys, and specifically thanking the youth group who came in December and brought two truckloads of toys and puzzles and games to give to the children, the families. And then I think some of the therapists got in there and got a few of those things that they use with the kids when they're doing therapy, because they do use a lot of play techniques and things as they're going through their therapeutic activities with the kids. But the therapists, when they came through and saw those things, they just lit up. So you guys made a huge impact for a lot of the families and kids and the staff as well. So very grateful for that. When the youth came, we had just moved into our new our therapy center, and that's where our rehabilitation program is housed. But since then, we've also been blessed to remodel our nursing facility, which was actually the very first facility that Special Kids occupied. So I want to give an invitation to you guys. If you want to come as a group, if you want to come individually, you can get in contact with me through our website. I can give you my number after our time together tonight, or Elizabeth and Dan know how to get in touch with me. But I'd love to have you guys come back over. And more important than seeing the facilities would be to see the kids and meet some of the staff. And I know you'll be blessed to meet some of the families and kids if you get a chance to come over. But we would love to have you, and I'd love to be able to tour you through and introduce you to some of those folks. We've got a video that I want to show. I've got actually two videos. One's an overview about Special Kids that we're going to see first, and then I'm going to talk a little bit, and I'll show a second video that gives us an update on one of the kids we care for.
Special Kids has helped me save my exes.
Thank you, Mike. we offer different rehabilitation services, and then we have a skilled nursing facility where children who are medically fragile come to be cared for. And I could stand up here and tell you about all the services and things that we offer, but I'd put every one of you asleep, including myself, so I won't do that. What I want to do is I want to share one of our children's stories at whom we care for. And when you guys are able to come and visit, I'll tell you all the nuts and bolts about all the speech and occupational physical therapy and rec therapy that we do and summer camp and those things. But I want you to leave remembering about this young man that we care for. He's a young man that we've been treating him for about 6 or 7 years, and he has autism. And I don't know if you have much experience or know anyone who has autism, but this young man it's literally like he's been locked inside of himself. And the fact that he has not been able to communicate with his mother and his little brother has led to a lot of frustration for him. But through our loving Lord, using the technology that's available today, God is unlocking this young man. And who he is inside is starting to come out. So I want to share a couple little stories about him. A few things that have happened is this mom has never been able to take him to the grocery store with her, because he's touching everything. He's pulling things off the shelf. He's unruly. He's just frustrated. He can't communicate. He can't tell her what he wants. And he can't tell her when he's hurting. He just can't communicate at all. And through our speech language pathology services, we were able to work out a situation where he procured an iPad. And there are apps, you've heard the commercial, there's an app for that. Well, there's an app for this little man. He's a big man, actually. He's 14 years old. And he has this iPad that he wears around his neck. And so the therapists have been teaching him how to use this and use an app so that he can communicate and tell what he wants, tell what he's thinking, if he's hurting, what he needs. He can do various things. But you guys serve the same God that we serve at Special Kids, and you know how amazing our God is. This story, I can't even put into words how amazing this is. He's in a CDC classroom, so it's a self-contained classroom whatever school he goes to. And he was sitting over on one side, and the teacher and the aides were on the other side of the room, and he had his iPad, and he's going, "Help, help, help. Help, 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 help." He looks like he's okay. They come over and they realize that the young lady in the class next to him was having a seizure. How did he know that? How could he recognize that? 2, 3, 4 months ago, he may have known it, but he couldn't have alerted anyone. They were able to get to her and help her through her seizure and take care of her. That is only by the hand of God. And that's one of a thousand stories and things where we're seeing God's hand intersect with children's needs, children who have these great needs that only He can minister to. And that's the thing we realize at Special Kids. We have therapists and nurses. They come with all these great degrees and all these letters behind their names. But when it comes down to it, we're helpless to meet the need that each child has. It has to be the Lord working through us to touch them, just like this young man. That's an amazing story. One funny result that's come from the iPad is that the mom is now able to take him grocery shopping. And she came in one day and she was crying to her therapist, and the therapist was like, "What happened? I mean, what's going on? What happened? Is he okay?" "He's fine. Mom's fine." She's crying because they had an argument in the grocery store with his iPad. He's arguing with his mom about what they're going to have for supper tonight. And so that is resonant. At least at my house, we have those arguments with teenage boys. Sorry, fellas. But what a blessing that she's able to experience that. And it's through that technology that God has given man the wisdom to create and come up with these things. But he's able to do innumerable things now that he was unable to do. And he can converse with someone now. He's still growing and still learning how to do that and learning about what he wants to share. But I wanted to share that with you guys. That's something you can take with you and remember that more than me telling you about services and things like that. I will tell you, Special Kids has been open since 1998, and we've been open 16 and a half years now. And over that time, we've been blessed to see over almost 2,850 children during that time. And since last January, over a year ago, God has increased the number of children on our caseload by almost 100 children. So there are more kids who need care. So I tell people this frequently. God didn't build these buildings because he likes our staff. He loves our staff, but he loves the kids. And he wants us to have a place within which to care for them and meet, minister to their needs. And so that's what he's doing. And so we're going to let him do that and just try to walk along and follow along. And it's only possible through groups like you guys, Milton Church of Christ and the youth group and other individuals and foundations and businesses that who can help us to do that. It's only possible through partnerships like that in our community. So I want to share another video, and this is a little one who's in our skilled nursing program, and she's come a long way, and so we're going to see some of her updates here and things she's been able to learn how to do.
One, two, three, four.
Light of a distant star, reflecting off the moon. Who waters earth with summer rain and brings the winter wind? Who makes the flowers?
Oh, hello, oh, hello, Miss. How are you? I'm fine, I'm fine. And I hope that God made me. God made me. I'm so glad.
Can be your friend too.
One more time, Eric.
Oh. And gives us daily bread. And who looks inside our longing hearts and fills the emptiness. Who's a comfort to the broken and who makes them whole again? And who has the power?
Thank you for showing that. So that's Ari, and she is just one of the many kids that we're blessed to serve. But she would light up your world if you come and meet her. She's a doll. I don't want to come into God's house and not read out of God's word. So if you'll indulge me for a second. Ephesians 9:10 tells us, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And so I see that's what you guys are doing here. That's what we aspire to do at Special Kids. But along those lines in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, we read, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." So the question I'm going to leave for us to take with us is, or the challenge is, let us be found faithful when his eyes reach us, when his eyes go throughout the earth and they find us. Let us be found faithful. So, Elizabeth, did I leave anything off, you think? Okay. Have to put you on the spot. I'll give you guys the opportunity to ask any questions if you want, or I'm going to be available afterwards if you want to wait till afterwards. So, well, again, thank you guys for allowing me to come and share with you and welcoming us in tonight. And we're just grateful to know you guys and are thankful that you're interested in Special Kids and what God's doing there. He's doing a lot of great things. So thank you again for letting me come tonight.